This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 18 minutes to 9 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Now, Jake Howie has always been one of the girls. His upcoming Melbourne International Comedy Festival show, Girls, 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 is a love story about the girls who raised him, the girls who befriended him, and the girl within. And we've got Jake on the line now. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great this morning. Now, your Australian Comedy Hour debate was debut was a few years ago now, but you have a background in improv, corporate emceeing and TV. What is it like going from these roles and then stepping into stand-up and the stand-up scene?
It feels truly liberating because with all the other jobs that I do, you kind of feel like you've always got rules and regulations. Whereas when you write your own show, it's kind of just you. So everything you say, you can kind of say the things you truly want to say. There's no one kind of telling you what you can and can't do. So it's very exciting.
Well, you have to wear the responsibility for it as well then.
I do. That's true.
Well, if you're solely responsible for everything, I guess you've got the ability to adjust for your audience. Now, you tour a lot in Australia, New Zealand, and amongst British audiences. What is the difference between the audiences and who gets you the best?
Well, I mean, I feel like the difference between those audiences is, I mean, we're all kind of the same. We just like funny, kind of joyful stuff. But I feel like the people that truly get me, and the reason why I wrote the show is I've always found that the girls, gays, and theys are always the people that really resonate with what I'm saying and the kind of girly childhood that I grew up kind of hiding. I feel like we all felt embarrassed to, like, watch rom-coms. We all felt embarrassed to secretly love Buffy, all these kind of things that were considered super girly. So I always feel like, yeah, it's always been the kind of girls that have got me more, which is why I wrote the show.
We're in this space now where that narrative is one that a lot of people share and a lot of people have experienced, and it's really being celebrated. So that's something that you're doing in this show, aren't you?
100%. I mean, like I said, I was mortified that my favorite movie was made in Manhattan growing up. It used to embarrass me. Like, I would be like, shh, don't tell anyone. I love Spider-Man. Whereas really, I just wanted to watch J-Lo marry a president. And I feel like that's all I wanted. And I genuinely feel like this new wave of kind of embracing all the girly things that I think a lot of women and queer people have had to hide is just so liberating. And I think for me, this is my little love story to the girl within me that always had to kind of hide. So it is really liberating and honestly really joyful, which I think at this time in the world is really important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, I imagine to be able to embrace the girl within, you've got to have some amazing girls, women around supporting you. Who are some of your influences growing up that raised you up to be the best version of yourself?
Oh, there's so many, but I would have to say my mum and two older sisters, definitely. I grew up in a house of strong women, so that from the get-go, I was kind of born one of the girls. And then the show really actually is based around my best friend, Grace. We met in high school when we were both 13. We both loved karaoke. We both loved Pink. When Pink was, you remember Pink used to be hip-hop back in the day?
Yeah, that's like how old we are.
So old now, but we both love Pink. We both love to do karaoke, and we just would spend hours in her bedroom trying on dangling earrings, listening to Beyonce, Crazy in Love, and we're still best friends, you know, 20-something years later. And so the show is really kind of built around my friendship with her, as well as discussing all the other people in my life, especially my mum and sisters, that kind of ushered me into girl world with love.
Oh, I love that, and celebrating that in that way. And with comedy is always a fun way to walk that tightrope as well. Now, you are doing a show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and then later in the year, you're going to tour it around to Sydney, Brisbane, and Auckland. Starting with a festival like this, Melbourne International Comedy Festival is a pretty big one. Is it a great opportunity to kind of wet the whistle, put it all out there, and then see where the show needs to evolve and change?
I mean, absolutely. But you bring the show that you've prepared to Melbourne, and I feel like Melbourne audiences are so sophisticated. They know, they understand kind of creativity, comedy, everything like that. So you kind of bring it in. The Melbourne audiences kind of help you shape it into the final kind of version. But I feel like with the show, I kind of automatically feel like it's a very Melbourne type show So I'm really excited to bring it to a city that I feel like will truly appreciate it as like a debut. So I'm excited to come and see you guys.
When you say a Melbourne type show, what do you mean?
It's just kind of like, I feel like Melbourne's such a sophisticated city that the audiences naturally understand the nuance of what you're trying to say. You don't have to over-explain yourself, especially, I think, as a queer person. You can kind of just talk about, for example, I don't have to say, I'm married to a man, FYI. Like, people just kind of get it and you can kind of focus more on the narrative,
yeah.
Which I think is a real luxury. It's not always like that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to dumb yourself down. Appreciate that. Amazing. Now, Girls, Girls, Girls is on from April 9th to 21st as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. If you want to learn more, head to the Comedy Fest website or JakeHowie_ on Instagram. Now, we actually interviewed Fletcher earlier, and Fletcher is an American artist, if you don't already know this, who literally has a song called Girls, Girls, Girls. Were you aware of that when you titled your show?
I was 100% not aware of that, but the first thing I'm going to do when I finish this call is go to Spotify and listen to that song and try and incorporate it into the show.
Well, you don't have to wait for Spotify. You can actually just listen digitally, because I know you're not in Melbourne at the moment, to Joy 94.9 right now, because we're going to play it. We thought, what a perfect tie-in.
Literally, you couldn't have planned this better. Coming on the show today, go check out Jake Howie's Girls, Girls, Girls. It sounds delightful and wholesome and very Melbourne sophisticated.
And thank you for joining us this morning on the show, Jake.
Thank you guys so much.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. This is Fletcher's Girls, Girls, Girls. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.